If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? So, comparing punishments, always a little bit tricky. Sometimes people screw it up. I'll give you a couple examples as to how and why. Feel free to hit us up, 877-99 on Fox. That is your phone number. I'll get to the phones here momentarily. But I'll throw out a couple of thoughts here first. So, it got me thinking because Eddie Garcia, this was a little bit earlier in the show, he mentioned that there is a Deshaun Watson news story. It doesn't stop, keeps churning. So the report is that Deshaun would be willing to accept the punishment of an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine. And so it just got me thinking because there are oftentimes comparisons when it comes to punishments over here. You might be hearing, and you might actually be one of the people talking about this, the comparisons between Deshaun Watson, what his punishment might be, and Stephen Ross of the Miami Dolphins. Team owner just got, what, he had a 6-game suspension. Sounds weird for a guy owning a team to talk about a 6-game suspension. Not the same as a quarterback, but 6-game suspension, fined $1.5 million, and the Dolphins got docked 2 draft picks, lose a first rounder and a third rounder. So if you look at the fine, that's what really stands out, $1.5 million. It's like Stephen Ross blows his nose with $1.5 million. It's nothing to that guy. So I understand the comparisons where it's like, what? $1.5 million and Deshaun Watson, he might be fined as much as $10 million. Here's what I would say to anyone making any of those comparisons. I would say make it apples to apples as much as possible. That's the best way to make this comparison. So instead of comparing Stephen Ross and his role in the tampering thing with the Dolphins, trying to reach out to Tom Brady, trying to reach out to Sean Payton, like, make it as apples to apples as possible. If you look at Stephen Ross, okay, there was tampering. You're not allowed to reach out to another player, another coach who's under contract. You can't do that without permission. You're not allowed to do that as an organization. The Dolphins did it. They're serial tamperers, okay? And so they got docked. They got fined. They got punished. Stephen Ross, I rattled off all the things that he got. Now, keep it apples to apples. What would happen if a player did what Stephen Ross did? Well, nothing would happen. You can. You can tamper as a player. Players recruit players under contract all the time. You hear them, hey, come to this team. Come to the Titans, Julio Jones, right? You hear that a lot. It wouldn't be what Stephen Ross got. It wouldn't be a 6-game suspension, $1.5 million fine. It wouldn't cost a team 2 draft picks. That would not be the punishment. So for anyone who's like, man, why does ownership get away without any punishments? And man, Deshaun Watson's going to get clobbered with the punishment. It's keep it apples to apples. Again, ask yourself this. Deshaun Watson, we'll find out what the punishment is going to be. Could be any day now. And it could be in the neighborhood, let's guesstimate, let's say 10, 12 games, maybe an entire season, and it seems like it's going to be a heavy fine. Let's say it's around $10 million. That's a big-time punishment. But he's facing 25 lawsuits collectively, 25 civil lawsuits. So ask yourself this. If a guy who's running a team, he owns an entire franchise, right? If that guy was alleged to have done the same things and had 25 civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault, sexual misconduct, what do you think the punishment would be? Do you think it would be more? The same? Less? I would argue if it's 25 lawsuits and some of the specifics of it, like, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but, you know, just so we're all on the same page, like, forcing oral sex. There's a team owner doing this. Like, ejaculating on. So, like, that guy would no longer be owning a team, okay? So for all these people, say, oh, man, ownership gets away with all this stuff, and the players get crushed. For make it apples to apples. If a team owner is alleged to have done the same things that Deshaun Watson has done, he is not owning a team anymore. Like, that would be a light punishment. I know the game suspension is a weird thing. It just doesn't work the same way with ownership. But if you're suspended, let's just call it 10 games and fine $10 million, that team owner would be like, cool, sounds good. I'm still in ownership of this franchise. Oh, okay, cool. We'll roll with that. Sounds good. He'd be more than happy with that. I understand things are different. We're talking about billionaire deep pockets compared to millionaire pockets with Deshaun. I get that. There's some difference. But the point remains, don't tell me about, oh, ownership's getting off light over here with a $1.5 million fine. It's, bro, a player wouldn't be fined at all for doing the same thing. How do you think, by the way, how do you think Gronk got to Tampa? Ask yourself that without tampering being involved. What most likely happened was Tom Brady reached out to Gronk. Hey, babe, I'm in Tampa, man. Could use you. Would love you. What do you say? Let's run it back. Let's do it, big dog. Right? That's technically tampering. But it's all good when it comes to a player reaching out to another player. So it's just funny to me, all these, man, ownership, they get away with everything. No. The Dolphins and Stephen Ross were punished much more than a player would have been punished for doing the exact same thing. So before you just make the mistake of, hey, Stephen Ross for tampering versus Deshaun Watson for these sexual assault allegations, and man, the punishments sure are different. What's up with that? It's like, bro, keep it apples to apples. and ask yourself what Deshaun would have gotten if he was the one tampering, and ask yourself what Stephen Ross would have got if he were the one facing 25 civil lawsuits. That's the real comparison. I'm Brian Noe here on Fox Sports Radio. In for Big Ben Maller, 877-99 on Fox. That is your phone number. Let's hear from Flexus real quick. Flexus, welcome to the show. What's going on here?
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I'm telling you, oh, Lord Jesus. You know, you get these bums, they'll follow you around, find where you live, what have you. Oh, God. So, how you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. How are things with you? How's the evening going?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
That's good. What have you been up to? What's been going on here lately?
Well, I've been counting my toes. I got seven toes still, but I'm still kicking.
What happened to the other three?
They got cut off.
Why? Why?
I'm smoking too much cigarettes.
Oh, man. You got to. Yeah. It's no good right there.
Well, I quit 8 years ago this month. So, but I think I'm a little too late, don't you think so?
But no, that's it. Keep that going, though. Keep it going. Let's protect those seven other toes.
Yeah. Well, so you think the Bills are going to do anything this year?
I don't, Flexus. I hate to say this to you, but I think they're overhyped this year, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you. I've been wrong before. That's the silver lining. You know, it doesn't mean this is the gospel. But I'm not buying it. Too much hype. Seems like everybody's in agreement. Like, oh, look out for this team. Super Bowl bound. When everybody seems to be on the same page, that's when the NFL teams, they tap you on the shoulder like, yeah, no, you don't quite have it figured out.
Well, I got sick with my Bills, so yeah. What can I say, you know?
Got to stick
Josh
with
it. Josh Allen doesn't really impress me this year for some reason. I think he's trying to fit in somewhere where he don't belong.
So, well, we'll see how it goes, Flexus. Thanks for checking in. Wow, a Bills fan not on board with Josh Allen. Interesting right there. Well, let's go to Andre, our guy in Massachusetts. He's got some NFL stuff on his mind. What's going on, Dre? How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Listen, thanks for taking the call. Wanted to check in on the Cleveland Browns, obviously. That's the story of the hour. But not necessarily in terms of Deshaun Watson, even though I do have my pronounced views on that. I think Jimmy Garoppolo would be inclined to go to Cleveland because I see Cleveland as a Super Bowl contender. I think the team is stacked on both sides of the ball. They're just missing the quarterback piece. And so Jimmy G, you know, he steps in there with that ready-made offense, everything already in place, great defense. He could be kind of like the bridge to getting to Deshaun Watson, because I think he's going to play this year, and being a part of a Super Bowl contending team. So I think it would be a good situation for him. I think he'd be kind of, you know, looking out at the NFL landscape, like, where else, Jimmy G, are you going to go? You're not going to be the guy in Pittsburgh. They're about their culture. Maybe Seattle, because that's looking to be a train wreck. I kind of agree. You know, you talk about kind of listening to Colin Cowherd, his view of the Seattle Seahawks. I think that team is going all the way down to the bottom of the barrel, just trying to keep doing the same things without, like, your star pieces. I think that's the situation we're actually dealing with here in New England. You want to keep doing the same, even though you don't have, like, the roster to support the genius vision. So if I'm Jimmy G, do I want to go to Seattle and play for a bottom-feeding team, or do I want to go to a team like Cleveland that already has all the eyes of the NFL because of Deshaun Watson, and then maybe I could be that guy, be that, like, Nick Foles type of an individual to kind of galvanize a franchise, even though you're not really the guy. I'm thinking back to dating myself here, but Donovan McNabb was out for a time with the Eagles. I forget the backup's name now. It wasn't Nick Foles, but he had a great – Jeff Garcia had a great season. Donovan got a little into his feelings, you know, but kind of helped them, kept that winning tradition going, and then Donovan came back. He shouldn't have throwing shade at Jeff Garcia. I thought that was beneath him. But that type of situation, you know, if you're the backup on a team, like, you are, you know, it's almost kind of like this superhero. Like, everyone believes in you. If we just kicked it over to that guy, I mean, we know that backups are backups for a reason, but it's a great opportunity. So that's something, a storyline that intrigues me. Just kind of going over, we don't have to necessarily go back and forth. I mean, it's clear, you know, that I in terms of Deshaun, you know, I think I'm not for him getting the season.
I know, we've been through it. But I want to go back to your first point, man. Like, I disagree. I actually think that Seattle would be a better spot for Jimmy G than Cleveland. It depends. I think Seattle is bottoming out, and they're looking to the draft to get their quarterback of the future. I don't know how high they're going to be up there, but it seems like that's what they're doing over here. But if ask yourself this, they're not going to trade. The Niners are not going to trade Jimmy G to Seattle, being in the same division. It's the weird thing where Jimmy G, look, I don't think he's anything special, but he's at least good enough where you don't want to face him twice a year in your own division. I'll give him that much. I don't think he's completely awful. Right? I'll give him that much. But I think that Seattle would be a better spot for him. I'll say this. If no one trades for Jimmy G and the Niners had to release him, I think Seattle would be a better spot. You'd be the quarterback the whole year. You wouldn't just be keeping the seat warm for Deshaun Watson if Deshaun is suspended for a portion of the season. I'd much rather be the quarterback all season long in Seattle. If I'm Jimmy G, he wants to be the starter. You've got DK Metcalf, you've got Tyler Lockett, you've got a legitimate running game, decent defense. You got a lot to work with right there. They don't have a horrible roster. They just don't have a quarterback. So I disagree. I think Seattle would be a better spot for Jimmy G than Cleveland, because we all know Deshaun Watson is Cleveland's quarterback. The most Jimmy G is going to get is 1 year in Cleveland. And chances are that you could get more in Seattle. So I think Seattle would be a better spot for him. But the only way he's going to end up there is if the Niners are forced to release him. All right, feel free to check in. 877-99 on Fox. That is your phone number. Oh, I've got some sensational audio around the corner for you. We'll get that to you. I'm Brian, though. In for Big Ben Maller. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Valor Militia, turn on your radio. It's time to listen to the Ben Maller Show. It's in the air and everywhere, so don't be late.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. In for Ben Maller, it's Brian No. He's at the No Show, N-O-E. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Mexican Americans believe in education. That's why we go to night school and take classes like Spanish and get a B.
And he clearly likes to sing. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller. It's Brian No in for Ben Maller.
Look at you, Eddie Garcia. I love it.
It's the Slayer guy. Enough.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I've got some audio for you here, Eddie Garcia. We were talking about...
Just for me?
Yeah, just for you and everybody else listening, too. But this was from Hard Knocks. The Lions, rave reviews for Aiden Hutchinson, the number two overall pick out of Michigan. He had to sing Billie Jean, okay? And look, it's worth the length here. We're talking a little bit over a minute, but the team gets in when it comes to, like, the chorus. You can't really hear Aiden. So you got to hear the early portion where it gives you a taste of Aiden. And then when it gets going, you got to hear the end of it, right? You got to hear the chorus and all of that. So this is from Hard Knocks. I think you'll enjoy it. I know you'll be honest if you don't, but this is Aiden Hutchinson singing some Billie Jean.
She was more like the beauty queen in the movie scene. I said, don't mind what you do to me. I am the one. Yeah. On the floor, in the round. She told me her name's Billie Jean. Across the scene, yeah. Every head turned and eyes dream. Being the one.
No, very well done right there. Rave reviews for Aiden Hutchinson. It's one for the archives right there. But they loved it. Worked very well. What would you give that, Eddie Garcia? Passing grade? Not too impressed? What do you think there?
Well, we've had the Ben Maller, you know, talent show here not too long ago. And I would think that performance would fit right in with some of the songs we've had. Maybe not quite as good, frankly. okay. No, I'm serious about that. But not bad. I think, honestly, the thing I was most impressed with is that the guys these days know all the words to Billie Jean. I mean, that's a pretty old song.
That's a good point. Yeah, you got a lot of young players on any of these NFL rosters. So sure. Yeah, they know all that stuff. So the Lions, very likable so far. Very likable team on Hard Knocks. And how about this from a betting perspective, Eddie Garcia? This is wild. This is how lovable the Lions are right now. So the season win total is 6.5 for the Lions. 94% of the bets are on the over. 95% of the money is on the over. That's over at BetMGM. They're the most popular over win total bet so far right now in the offseason. And it's not just that. NFC North, more than 50% of the bets are on the Lions to win the NFC North. And of course, the odds come in play. Sometimes people, you know, they envision a bigger payday. The Lions are plus 850. So they're over 8-1 to win the division. So there are some bettors that are like, hey, I could win like $800 if I bet on the Lions. I'm only going to win like 100 if I bet on the Packers. That type of thing factors in. But still, and you have Dan Campbell. He's the overwhelming favorite to win NFL Coach of the Year. He's at plus 1,200. And 5 times more money has been bet on Dan Campbell than any other coach. So it's crazy, right? Aiden Hutchinson, he's got the most money bet on him to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. So you should go right down the list. A lot of people all about the Lions right here. I think that's a little aggressive right there. Might be able to cash one. Maybe they hit the over 6.5. I don't know what else is going to cash. But there you go. Lions, the hot team right now in terms of betting intrigue. But yeah, it's wild. They wanted to sign up for Hard Knocks. There are a lot of teams that they go kicking and screaming into the night like, oh, no, we got to do this. They're all about it. So they've embraced it. It's been fun so far. We'll see where it goes. Wow. So what would you say, Eddie, before we get to your update, what would you say has been over the years your best, your favorite performer on the talent show? Anybody stick out the most to you?
Well, you know, recency bias, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. Was it Surfer Todd, the comedian? Coop was the guy with the ventriloquist.
Yes.
Yeah, that was. I really enjoyed that a lot. Thought it was very, very creative, executed mm-hmm. very, very well. But I know we've got some other very talented people. He didn't win, so you know. But yeah, I thought that performance this past year was very good.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. You've been through these talent shows with Ben Maller for so many years. Maybe that's why you're like, yeah, I've heard better Aiden Hutchinson. Maybe that's what's at the heart of it there, Eddie.
I mean, don't know. You don't have to take my word for it. You can ask the other guys on the crew. I stand by my opinion that we've had more talented people sing on the show than Aiden Hutchinson. Not that was bad, but yeah.
No, I understand. What would you say about that, Coop? Would you agree with Eddie right there? Just sort of ho-hum on Aiden Hutchinson singing some Billie Jean?
Oh, we definitely have more talented people than that.
Wow, okay. You sign off too, Roberto. You're in firm agreement
over
there?
Yeah, I agree.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From college basketball, Tom Izzo gets a contract extension, 5-year rollover deal paying him about $6.2 million annually. And this, if he plays out the contract, he'll be 72 years old at the end of this deal. So we've seen Coach K hang it up recently. Roy Williams before that. So all, some of these legendary coaches, he's still kicking around though, Tom Izzo.
Man, it's crazy, Eddie, because the first thing I think of, I swear it was Izzo. They did this special on Izzo one time. It might have been another coach. I don't know if it was Coach K and Tom Izzo, but they were like monitoring his heart rate and like the stress on his body during a game. Like when he's yelling and it's like, all right, his heart rate is at this. And it was really interesting, like how much you go through, especially at his age, when he's coaching the way that he does. So I don't know, with you mentioning that he'd be 72 at the end of that extension, it just makes me think. I swear it was Izzo was one of the coaches that they were talking about there.
He's a pretty intense guy. He seems very, at this point, he's very old school.
Yeah.
Kind of a crusty guy a little bit, but I don't know. Those are the coaches that I – that's the way coaches are supposed to be, the way I was brought up. So
you got in trouble not that long ago.
Yeah,
wasn't he yelling at one of his players? And yeah.
Can't yell at players anymore.
Can't yell at players. Can't do that. No, no, no. By the way, this caught my attention too, Eddie Garcia. I don't know if you're in on the PGA versus LIV Golf thing. Is that interesting to you on any level, or you just kind of eye roll that whole thing?
No, actually, it's made golf more interesting for me than it has been in a long time, probably since Tiger in his prime.
Yeah, I'm into it, but this layer is fascinating to me. So the PGA's FedEx St. Jude Championship, it started Thursday. And so Cameron Smith, he's the guy who won the British Open not that long ago. He's competing in this tournament. He was 3 under on Thursday. He's tied for 30th place in the first round. And according to The Telegraph, Cameron Smith has signed a $100 million deal to join LIV Golf. But Cam Smith is not confirming these reports. And in the meantime, he's competing in a PGA Tour event. He's believed to be a LIV Golf guy. But he's like, I'm going to try to cash in with this FedEx St. Jude Championship before he unveils whether he's joined LIV or not. And you might remember this. It happened just this past week where a judge ruled against these LIV golfers. There were 11 LIV golfers that tried to file a federal antitrust suit against the PGA Tour, challenging the suspensions that they dished out. And three of those 11 players, they wanted to play in this tournament that's going on right now. And the judge was like, nah, you made your choice. You're well compensated with LIV Golf. Like, you're not allowed to play on the PGA Tour. So with all that in mind, Cam Smith is keeping it on the down low that he has probably signed a deal with LIV and he's competing in this PGA Tour event in the meantime. I think that's really interesting. And there was... Go ahead, Eddie.
No, I was going to ask, maybe you were about to mention, there was a viral moment in the tournament earlier
yeah,
today.
Yeah, right, yeah. Cam Smith was lining up a putt, and someone just walks right in front of him.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
Walked through his line. Isn't that what they call it? Walked through his line?
Yeah. I mean, that's as much as you get, I guess, in basketball where guys start, like, woofing at each other, and they act like they're about to throw down. Like, that's about the version you would get in golf. It's like walking right in front of somebody shot like that. But, yeah, not a whole lot of love loss over there. This was, just the other day, this was Justin Thomas leading up to this PGA Tour event that started on Thursday. He was talking about the judge's ruling not allowing these LIV golfers to compete on the PGA Tour. Here's what Justin Thomas had to say.
You don't need to eat it too, and they got their fair share of a large, large amount of cake. Go eat it on your own means. You know, you don't need to bring it onto our tour.
I get it, but if you apply that to Cameron Smith, he is eating his cake, reportedly, with this LIV Golf contract, $100 million to join that tour. And he's eating it too. He's on the PGA Tour right now as it stands. So if that is the case that we're looking at, pretty savvy move by Cameron Smith. Just like, I could win $18 million over here with this event going on. Yeah, I'll announce my LIV Golf intentions maybe after this event is what I'm thinking over here. So, yeah, there's the situation, man. Kind of crazy what's going on over there. All right, feel free to check in, 877-99 on Fox. That is your phone number. Also on Twitter, at The No Show is where you can find me. Oh, last little bit here on this. I love this. This is right after the British Open. There were rumors that Cameron Smith was going to join LIV. The rumors were going on as he was winning the British Open. So he just won the British Open, and then he was hearing these questions about the rumors that he was going to join LIV Golf. And he didn't like that. I love his quote. His quote is just priceless. He said, I just won the British Open and you're asking about that? I think that's pretty not that good, is what he said. Sorry, I had to share that with you. I thought that was hilarious. But in any event, Cam Smith still competing in a PGA Tour event while reportedly already signing with LIV. We'll see where that goes. But maybe somebody walks in front of a putt on Friday or worse. I don't know what but he is kind of the scarlet letter guy on the PGA Tour after reportedly already joining LIV, like signing with LIV. But there you go. All right. Plenty to get to coming up next, right around the corner. I want to get to this guy. He should absolutely steal a page from the GOAT. It makes way too much sense not to do this going forward. I'll share that with you. I'm Brian Noe, in for Big Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We need your help to multiply the Maller Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world one listener at a time. Spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social media. You can help get the message out to others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is it? Who's hosting tonight, Eddie?
I think you are.
Oh.
Did I say Ben Maller?
You said Ben Maller.
Oh, well. Sorry.
It's all good, man. It's
habits.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, all good. All good right there.
Everybody, it's Brian No.
Okay, all right. I'll get to the phones in just a second here. A couple of people want to check in. Just real fast take here where, you know, that LeBron James, he hasn't signed this extension yet. He's eligible for a 2-year, $97 million extension. And if you think about this, it would make all the sense in the world to steal a page from Tom Brady's book. I know it's football, basketball, but Tom Brady has left money on the table for a lot of years. And that's helped him in terms of the talent around him, right? He's been in a better position to compete for championships. It's helped him out. If you want to keep it basketball to basketball, look at James Harden, what he just did with Philly. He left money on the table. And they were able to sign a couple of guys, B.J. Tucker, you know, bringing Daniel House. Like, it's helping him. So with LeBron James, the dude's worth $1 billion, right? It would make way more sense, I think, for him to take a haircut, to leave a little bit of money on the table, and they can upgrade the talent around him. And these are the final years. He's approaching his 20th season in the NBA. He doesn't have many years left. I don't know what sense it makes to say, oh, I'm eligible for $97 million. I'm going to take $97 million. It's like, why? You're worth $1 billion. Why don't you leave some on the table and the Lakers next season, they could use some of that cash. And it's a great free agency class too. And I don't know that they're going to be able to have enough room to get one of the big fish, one of the all-star caliber players, but you might have enough cash to get a starter. That could help the Lakers out a ton. So I think that makes a lot of sense. We'll see if LeBron goes down that road. He hasn't signed. We're still in a holding pattern over here. So I don't know if he's thinking along those lines or not, but I thought what James Harden did with Philly, it absolutely strengthened Philly's roster. There's no doubt about that. You could either have PJ Tucker or not. It's better for Philly to have him. And so if the Lakers were able to do something similar, it would make all the sense in the world for LeBron to make that quote-unquote sacrifice where if the roster is much better, that's a much better final chapter to his career. Is to, maybe it doesn't end with a championship, but it ends with him advancing in the playoffs, being in a better position to do that. That's way better than what happened last season, right? So I don't know. I think that would make a lot of sense for LeBron to do that. Let's go out to Trash. Welcome in. Let's go to Hawaii. Trash, what's going on, man? You're on Fox Sports Radio. Trash, what's up, buddy? Can you hear me?
Wow.
Oh, man. I talked to Trash last week. He was telling me he was going to... Did he do that yet, Coop? Where he was telling me all about it. It was like the skateboarding thing.
No,
he's
not done it yet.
He hasn't done it yet. When's that happening?
Never.
Never?
He now says in a week or two.
In a week or two.
Never happening. I said it was never going to happen.
Wow.
You said that from the beginning, Roberto?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I was hopeful at first, but now he's put it off like 3 times, so...
What are the reasons why?
Well, one was the weather. It was raining. And then what were the other ones?
There was a lot of safety concerns, so we got to go over everything.
The dog ate his homework. If you're a true daredevil, I appreciate that, you know, even you know, the Daredevils need to plan things out accordingly. But at some point, either you're a Daredevil or you're not. So, if you're not, that's fine. But don't come on here and, you know, talk about you are.
Yeah. He was saying, I can't remember exactly, but he said that he's gone as fast as like 67 miles per hour or something like that. And what's he shooting for? It's something like 90 miles per hour or something like it's. I'm like, bro, there's a lot of wiggle room right there to reach that goal, you know? But hey, man, if he does it, I hope all is safe because the way he was talking, I'm like, that sounds really dangerous, Trash. It sounds incredibly dangerous right there. So hopefully all goes well. Hollerin' James. Oh, Trash is back. Trash, what's going on, man? You're on Fox Sports Radio. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you hear me, Brian?
I got you. Trash,
all right.
They're calling shenanigans over here on the stunt. What do you make of that?
Check it out. Check it out. I got one for you first. How about this one? The Duke of Darkness, the Master of Midnight, the man who put the rock and roll in sports talk radio, Mr. Brian No.
It's not bad, Trash. It's not bad right there. Very well done.
We're getting better. We're getting better, right?
Like that. Solid right there. He put some effort into that. I like
the man who puts the rock and roll. You know, I'm a guitar player too, so whatever. Hey, yeah. So the stunt, the it's not a stunt. This is what I do. Uh-huh. It's one of my things. But
this is real life, Trash.
Yeah, I had some life problems I had to deal with. I had to step away for a minute. But Militia, the Trash Man is back. He is in the air everywhere, and very soon we're going to do this. But we have a contest here. One of my sponsors is Old Polly Road Whiskey. Really nice stuff. Starts at $60 a bottle, right? Whoever can guess the closest to my speed or guess the exact speed wins a bottle of Old Polly Road Whiskey. Hmm.
Okay, so you want us to guess what it's going to be right here real fast?
So Militia, you start getting in your guesses. It'll be between 50 and 90. That's the range. Mm-hmm. 50 is awful slow, and 90 is awful fast.
What if I guessed 100 there, Trash? Would that be ridiculous?
No, that's too much. Too much.
I'm going to say it's going to be zero.
It's going to be hard to get over 90. The record's 91.3. It's
what do you think about this, Trash? Roberto is saying 0 miles per hour. That's just doubt right there.
What's up, homeboys? Yeah. Hey, I'm from Cali, brother, and I miss all my SA homeboys. That's why I like listening to you, brother. I'm out here making salsa right now.
Racist.
I'm chopping up the...
Racist.
Roberto, man, I'm your man, homeboy. There ain't no Mexicans here. You're the only SA I get to hear anymore. There ain't no Mexicans here. Everything else, there ain't no damn Mexicans. I miss my own
racist.
Well, hey, Trash, we're up against it, man. But thanks for checking in.
There's Mexicans there. There's Mexicans everywhere, man. What are you talking about?
We'll regroup real quick.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.